ask the Lord's help for us today.
今天来请求主来帮助我们。
Father, we thank you again for this study this morning, as we're going to open your word.
父啊，我们要再次感谢您，今天早晨我们来打开您的话，学习您的话。
Lord, we've come together to read your word and to find out something of your son, the Lord Jesus.
我们大家来到一起学习您的话，从中找到关于您的唯一的圣子主耶稣。
Lord, we want to see Jesus.
主要我们要看到主耶稣。
We don't want to just satisfy our minds, our intellect.
我们不是只是说让我们的思维和我们的智力得到满足。
But Lord, we would pray that you would feed us with that heavenly manna.
我们的祷告是您让那天上的玛拉来喂养我们。
And so, Father, as we look into your word, we pray that our hearts might be drawn to those eternal realities.
所以呢，我们在我们的祷告时，我们读您的话的时候，我们的心能够渴望那个永恒的真理。
And so we ask your blessing upon us, as the Holy Spirit might teach us today.
我们请求您的圣灵来教导我们和我们在一起。
And we depend upon Him, Lord.
我们完全依靠他。
And so, Lord, we just ask your blessing upon us this morning.
我们请求您赐福我们在这今天早上。
In the worthy name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
我 want to turn to the book of Revelation.
大家翻到启示录啊。
We have been looking at a study of.Not sure what to say. I guess the study of the Lamb throughout the Scriptures.
说我们现在因为我们要学习一下，通过圣经文来学习一些关于那种神的羔羊的那些。
And we've looked at from the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve needed coats of skins, an animal needed to be sacrificed.
我们在创世纪里读到了，当那个亚当和夏娃他们需要被遮盖的时候，他们需要无辜的动物的皮，让他们作为祭物来用他们的皮给他们遮盖。
And then we had Isaac's question when he and his father Abraham were climbing the mountain.
然后我们听到了那个以撒的问题，当他和他的父亲亚伯拉罕爬那座山的时候。
The question that Isaac asked was, we have the fire, we have the knife, but where is the lamb for a burnt offering?
以撒那个时候呢，问他父亲的问题就是说，我们有那些柴火，有刀，但是呢，那个献祭的羔羊，作为燔祭的那个羔羊在哪里呢？
And Abraham's answer was, God will supply a lamb.For a burnt offering.
所以亚伯拉罕的答案呢，是神会自己会提供一个祭物作为燔祭的祭物。
And so there is the promise made that God is going to supply a lamb.
所以这里的应许呢，就是神会提供一个羔羊。
We saw how the lamb is a picture of purity. It's a lamb of innocence.
我们看到那个羊呢，它是纯真的，它是无辜的。
It's a picture of harmlessness.
所以它的也是那个一个完全无害的一个图画。
And so the lamb throughout the scripture, the sacrifice throughout the scripture, was the only way that man could approach to God.
所以呢，在那个羊作为那个祭物和在其他的祭品是在。旧约里唯一一个能够来到神面前的一个办法。
And because of sin, there is a principle.
因为罪，所以那里有一个规律。
And that principle is without the shedding of blood, that is Without the giving of a life, there can be no forgiveness for sin.
所以这个原则呢，就是没有流血，没有那个献祭，那个罪是不能被，没有那个生命的献出，是罪是不能被饶恕的。
That a life needed to be exchanged for a life.
所以那个生命需要另一个生命来交换。
Now, the real lamb, the literal lambs, the sacrifices, whether they're lambs or whether they're goats or whether they're bulls, it doesn't matter. They could never take away sin.
所以那些动物的祭品啊，动物的祭品，不管是羔羊、绵羊也好，山羊也好，公牛也好，他们永远不能拿去你的罪。
The life given of an animal could only God could only cover over sin.
所以那个动物的那个生命的牺牲，只能说把你的罪先遮盖一下。
Until the time that Isaac's answer would be given.
直到那个
Isaac's question, rather.
直到那个以撒的那个问题的答案来到的时候。
God will provide himself a lamb.
神会把自己作为提供一个羔羊来提供给我们。
And the most amazing thing about all this is that God himself became that lamb.
所以非常神奇的是呢，就是神他自己变成了那个羔羊。
That's the central part of the Bible.
这就是整个圣经的中心。
God, His Son, are one. The Father and Son are one.
所以那个神，圣父和圣子，他们实际上是合二为一的。
And the Father sent the Son who dwells in the bosom of the Father.
所以呢，那个父，送出了他怀里的那个独生子给我们。
And so he sent his son into the world that he might be the savior of the world.
所以他把他的圣子派下来，他就能成为这个世界的救主。
The animals were unwilling victims.
所以那些动物的那个受难者，他自己是不愿意的。
But as the son said to the father when he came into the world, I delight to do your will, O God.
但是当那个圣子被圣父派到人间的时候，他说：“我非常高兴承前您的旨意跟父说。”
And you remember John the Baptist?
你们大家都记得施洗约翰吗
？He was one that was sent before the face of the Lord Jesus Himself.
所以呢，他是第一个被派来为主耶稣准备道路的那个人。
In John chapter 1 verse 29, we read.Behold the Lamb of God which takes away the sin of the world.
在约翰福音第一章二十九节是这样说的，看哪，神的羔羊，除去世人的罪孽。
John was standing with two of his disciples, and Jesus was walking by.
所以那个施洗约翰和他的两个门徒站在一起，然后主耶稣就从旁边经过。
And he said to his two disciples, Behold the Lamb of God.Which takes away the sin of the world.
他跟他的两个门徒说：“看哪，这是神的羔羊，他除去世人的罪孽。”
So here was the lamb, and we saw how perfect that lamb was.
所以我这里就是那个羔羊，我们能够看到这羔羊是多么的完美无瑕。
He was examined by man. He was examined by the devil, tested, tempted by the devil.He was examined by all the angels and powers. He was examined by the very eye of God himself.
所以他是被那个人来测试，也被魔鬼测试，也被那些天使和所有的大能测试，也是在神的那个眼里亲自测试过他的。
And just as the offerer in the Old Testament would take a lamb,And he would examine that lamb and make sure that there is no defect in that lamb.
所以就像旧约里拿一个羔羊献祭的时候，他们首先要检查这个羔羊，然后看这个羔羊里没有任何的缺陷，这个、羔羊才能被献上。
So the Lord Jesus was examined by man, by angel, and by God.
所以主耶稣他是被那个人、被天使和被神测试过的。
And there was no defect found in him at all.
所以在他里面是完全的完美无瑕的。
He was sinless.
他是完全无罪的。
And he was perfect.And he was willing to come.
他是完美的，但他是自愿来到这个世界。
He says, "For the joy that was set before him, he endured the cross."
所以呢，他就说呢，当他看到在他眼前的那个喜乐的时候，他自然的就上了十字架。
He said he delighted to do his Father's will and lay down his life willingly.
他是非常乐意去做他。完成他父的旨意，他愿意献出他的生命。
He said, "No one takes my life from me."
但是没有人能够夺去我的生命。
I lay it down of myself.
我自己把它舍去了。
So here we see the lamb is a picture of a lamb.
所以这里我们看到了这个羔羊，这是那个羔羊的一个图画啊。
But of course, that's only a metaphor, isn't it?It's only a figure of speech.
所以这里呢，实际上它只是一个是一个预言，是一个是一个表象那样的。
He came in the character of a lamb.
所以他来到的时候呢，他有那个羔羊的所有的特质。
And so we find that in the middle of the throne itself, inRevelation 5, we should go there. Just take a look there. Again.
大家翻到启示录的第五章哈，因为他刚才讲这个在一个荆棘丛中哈。
The scene is in the heavenly throne room.
不是，是那个宝座哈，它是在这个场面呢是在天堂的那个宝座的房间里。
And John, who had been transported there in the spirit, sees in verse 1, there was one sitting on the throne.
所以那个约翰，使徒约翰呢，他是被圣灵传输到那个天上的那个地方的。他在第一节里看到，他看到那个坐在宝座上的。
We don't get a description of him.
我没有描述这个坐在宝座上的是谁。
But his presence dominates the throne room.
所以他的出现就是他主宰了那个宝座的殿里。
And so you don't get a physical description of the one that's sitting on the throne.
所以你没有一个就是说就具体的描述那个坐在宝座上那个对他具体的一个描述。
And that accords with other scriptures that said no one has seen God at any time.
所以这个呢就是和那个其他经文里呼应的是从来没有人见过神。
But then the scripture goes on and says that in John chapter 1 verse 17 it says,But the only begotten Son who is in the bosom of the Father, he has declared him.
所以呢，在约翰福音第一章十七节里讲的呢，就是这样的。
Maybe it'd be good for us just to review that. Keep your finger in Revelation chapter 5 and go to John chapter 1 verse 17.
所以呢，实际上大家可以翻到约翰福音的一章十七节，他刚才讲的我没翻译完哈，他讲的就是说，那个只有是一章十七节讲的，只有父怀里的独生子把父给表现出来了。所以我们大家先把你的手指放在启示录那里，我们再回到看看约翰福音一章十七节。
Verse 18, sorry.
对不起，是十八节。
No one has ever seen God.
从来没有人见过神。
But God Here I think we have a defective translation in the New International.
So
what have you got in here? Verse 18? But the only begotten Son, it should be.
所以呢，这里呢，作为新国际版的这个翻译，它是有缺失的，因为这里面它没有翻译出那个独生子。
But it would have to be there because it's the Son. Now I think your Chinese translation. Yeah, that's the King James or New King James.
King James. Just NIV.
God, the one and only. See? Yeah. But it's the only one and only Son.
所以实际上呢，他刚才讲的这个呢，是就是说，中文我们和合本应该是翻译出来的，就是在父怀里的独生子将它表现出来，但是这个新国际版呢，它并没有翻译那个父的怀里这个还有。
But、notice the one and only Son is at the Father's side.
所以这个指出来呢，只有唯一的独生子在那个父的旁边。
He has made him known.
所以他这个独生子让那个人知道了父。
And he's known as the word of God, the one that is the outward expression of God. He reveals God.
所以他实际上就是神的道，他让我们看到啊，通过这个神的道，我们通过神的道知道了神的存在。
So go back to Revelation chapter 5 then. We have God the Father upon the throne. No description is given of him.
所以我们回到呢启示录的第五章，我们看到了是那个父坐在宝座上，但是这里没有说描述是到底是谁坐在宝座上。
But in his right hand, you'll notice that there is, it says there is a scroll writ with writing on both sides and sealed with seven seals.
所以我们看到启示录第五章第一节说的，在他的右手中有虚着。书卷里外都写着字，用七印封严了。
Now, what was that seven sealed book?
所以那个有七个封印的那个
scroll,
有那个七个封印的书或者是书卷是什么呢？
God is the ultimate authority in the universe.
所以呢，实际上呢，神是那个整个宇宙最终的那个权威。
And whenHe gave Adam and Eve the authority over the earth. He said in Genesis, let them have dominion over the whole earth.
所以当我们在创世纪第一章读到的时候，当神给了亚当和夏娃，让他们所有的权威，覆盖地球的时候，实际上他们是在主宰地球上的一切的事物。
Now, in transferring that authority to man, God did not relinquish that authority.
所以呢，为了把那个权威传到他们身上，实际上神并没有relinquish,
or he didn't give it away. He didn't.
所以实际上，当神把那个所有的权威传输到亚当和夏娃的时候，神并没有失去他的那些权利。
He delegated authority to man.
所以他把那些给了人。
But Satan, he was the usurper, the one that stole man's place because man obeyed Satan's lie, and Satan then took that delegated authority for himself.
所以呢，实际上最后撒旦是因为人背逆了神而服从了撒旦。撒旦就把神赐给亚当和夏娃的权拿到他的身上来了。
And now Satan is the one who rules in the world.
所以这个世界实际上是撒旦在统治的现在。
He's known as the God of this world, the God of this age.
所以他被称为是这个世界的神，是这个时代的神。
However, God did not completely give away that authority, because the authority still rests in the one who can delegate it.
所以实际上呢， 神并没有就是完全放弃这个权利把它给那个撒旦，他实际上他还是在掌握，所有的掌控都在神的手里。
Now, the picture is if a king tells one of his ministers to give him a responsibility and that minister fails in that responsibility, it's still the king's fault. Ultimately, it comes back to the king, does it not?
所以这里个情景就是说，如果一个国王他让他的属下去做一件事，如果那个属下没有做好，实际上那个责任重新又回到那个国王那里，是不是这样的一个情况？
So what was that scroll? The scroll was the authority written in that scroll were the title deeds to the entire universe.
所以实际上那个书卷是什么呢？那个书卷是相当于那个权威，那个权威是覆盖整个宇宙的。
And God was going to give it to another. God was going to give that authority to another.
所以神呢，他准备把这所有的权威给另外一个人。
And who was he going to give this authority to?
那么神会把这个权威给谁呢？
A worthy one. Look what he says there.
是一个值得的配得的那个人。
In verse 2,
第二节。
And I saw a mighty angel proclaiming in a loud voice, Who is worthy to break the seals and open the scroll?
第二节是这样的，我又看见一位大力的天使大声宣传说，有谁配展开那书卷，揭开那七印呢？
But no one, verse 3, in heaven or in earth or under the earth,could open the scroll or even look inside it.
所以第三节是说没有人在天上地下地底下没有能展开能观看那书卷的。
Many, many conquerors have tried to conquer the world.
所以很多很多那些征服者他们试着征服整个世界。
And to build a great empire.
他们想建立一个伟大的王国。
They all failed.
他们所有人都没有成功。
They weren't worthy.
他们不配这样。
Because God is the ultimate authority.
因为神他是那个最终极的权利。
And so who would he give it to?
所以这个神会给谁呢？
The strongest man that ever came?
所以是世界上从世界来最强的人吗？
Like a Hitler with an iron will?
所以呢那个希特勒他是在那个铁轮上的那个希特勒吗？
None of them.
没有人。
Even those under the earth, those that are already dead, there wasn't one worthy, not one.
甚至是那些已经死了的埋在地下那些人 没有一个人配得卷开这个书卷。Well,
John is very sad.
那个使徒约翰是非常悲伤。
Does this mean that all...God's authority is going to be stopped? That there's no one found worthy?
因为没有人在世界上找不到这样的一个人，然后那个神的权威就会在这里停止吗？
Are God's plans now come to nothing?
所以神的整个计划然后就变为乌有吗？
Because he wept.
他开始哭了。
And wept. Because no one was found who was worthy to open the scroll or look inside.
因为没有配展开配观看那书卷的我就大哭。
Then one of the elders said to me, Don't weep, don't weep.
所以长老中有一位对我说不要哭不要哭。
See the lion of the tribe of Judah.
看那犹大支派的狮子。
The root of David, he has triumphed.
大卫的根他已得胜。
He's able to open the scrolls.
他能展开那书卷揭开那七印。
Here's one found.A powerful one.
这里我们找到了一个最强大的那一个。
More powerful than any of the kings that have ever set foot upon the earth.
比那些在世界上有过的君王更强大的一个人。
And so he turns to see the lion.
所以他
and he sees a lamb.
所以他转头想看见一个狮子，但他看见了一个羔羊。
Through the foolishness of God, God confounds the mighty.
所以呢，这是 the foolishness
of God. What seems like foolishness to us, God's plan seems like foolishness. A lamb is the strong one.
所以这个看起来对我们来说是一个愚笨的方式，就说是，但是实际上就是一个羊，本来是一个狮子，他讲的这个意思。
How did he overcome Satan? How did the Lord Jesus overcome Satan?
所以那个主耶稣他是怎样战胜撒旦的呢？
He, through the weakness of death. There's nothing weaker than death.
所以他通过死亡的来战胜了那个撒旦，因为没有任何事比这个死亡更弱的。
The strength of death. Death is strong, but in death, the person who dies is weak, completely weak.
所以呢，死亡虽然是很强大，但是如果你在死亡以后，你就是非常弱的，就是完全虚弱的。
And in Hebrews chapter 12, it says, through death, he rendered powerless.The devil.
所以呢，希伯来书第十二章是讲的，通过死亡他战胜了恶魔。
So there's a, there the, he conquered death in the character of the lamb.
所以呢，他用那个羔羊的特质征服了死亡。
He overcame the greatest enemy of man.
所以他那个战胜了。人类最大的敌人
through death
通过死亡
so he sees a lamb looking as it had been slain verse 6
所以第六节是说呢他就那个看见那个羊站在像是被杀过的
that is it had the marks of sacrifice in its body
所以在他身上的那个羊身上有那个记号，是被献过祭的那个记号。
What will distinguish the Lord Jesus from everyone else in heaven?
所以什么让主耶稣和所有天堂的其他的任何东西区分开来的呢？
We're going to be like him, for we shall see him as he is, John says.
所以呢，我们最后就会像主耶稣那样，就像那个使徒约翰看见的那样。
We're going to have a glorious body like His glorious body.
我们就像主耶稣那样，我们有一个荣耀的身体，就像他现在有荣耀的身体一样。
So how would we distinguish then the Lord Jesus if we are the same? We're transformed into the same image.In heaven, what will distinguish him from everyone else?
所以呢，如果我们将来也能在天上变得跟主耶稣那个形象是一模一样的，我们怎么样去区分开来了？我们怎么跟那其他的天堂的其他的一些区分开来了
？The marks of sacrifice.
所以实际上就是主耶稣身上那个被献过祭的记号。
Every scar that you and I might have inflicted on us on earth. Every pain, every sorrow, everything is wiped out. We will be perfect in heaven.
所以我们在这个世界上所有的痛苦，所有的苦难，然后都被会洗去。我们在天堂里，我们是完美的。
Every mark of sin that has ever come upon us.It's going to disappear in heaven. There'll be no marks on us at all.
所以，我们在人世间所有的罪，在我们身上做的记号，在天堂里会被完全的抹去。我们完全没有那些东西。
The only way that we might remember is the marks that are still upon the Lamb.
所以我们唯一能够记得的就是在那个。被献过的羔羊身上的那个记号。
Those marks of our sin that he suffered for us.
那个人呢？那个记号呢？在羔羊身上就是说他为我们的罪所受的苦难。
Those are the marks of love.
这就是那个爱的记号。
That he'll bear throughout all eternity.
所以呢，他实际上就在永恒里有一直带着。
You know, you see great generals who have been veterans of many battles.
你看一个非常伟大的将军，他打过很多仗的那样一个将军。
They wear their medals across their chest.
在他们的胸前带着很多那些勋章。
Great warriors of the past have, they wear their, they, the, those medals very proudly, which tell of different battles that they have been in.
所以这些伟大的武士斗士，他们身上都带着这个很多勋章，代表了他打赢过多少仗。
But those marks that the Lamb will bear throughout all eternity, those are His medals.
所以实际上那个在羔羊身上他带着的到了永恒里面去的就是他的那个勋章。
Where He overcame the wicked one.
所以他实际上战胜了那个恶魔。
Where He redeemed those loved by the Father.
所以他实际上把那些父爱的那些给救赎出来了。
Redeemed all His people who were captive by the devil.
所以实际上把那些恶魔俘获的那些所有的他父爱的把他救赎出来了。
So we look at the Lamb.
所以我们来看看那个羔羊。
He is worthy, John says.
所以他是值得的，这样是约翰福音是这么说的。
Steps forward and he begins to open those seals.
所以他往前走，然后打开那个书卷。
And opening those seals has a terrible effect upon the world.
所以当那个书卷打开了，实际上对世界产生了巨大的影响。
God must judge before He can rule righteously. He must judge all wickedness and evil and rebellion against His rule and authority.
所以实际上，当神他要通过统治整个世界，他必须首先审判这世界上所有的罪恶和恶人，然后才神的公义才能统治这个世界。
And so He's preparing the world for His coming in power and glory. The Lamb will come in power and glory and set up His kingdom here on earth.
所以实际上这里就是在开始准备为那个荣耀和大权荣耀全能的来到的那个王国为他做准备。
But that's yet future.
但这只是将来。
Right now, the seven sealed book is still sealed up.
现在那七印的实际上还是在封着。
And what is happening is that the Lamb is obtaining a bride.
所以呢，当那个羔羊迎娶他的新娘的时候，这个时候才会。
So, the want to look at a verse in John chapter 3.
我们来看看约翰福音的第三章。
Verse 27. We come back again to an incident in the life and ministry of John the Baptist. And some of John's disciples and some other Jews, they come to John the Baptist.
所以那个有些约翰的门徒和其他的犹太人，他们来到这个施洗约翰面前。And
they're complaining to John.
他们向约翰施洗约翰抱怨。In
verse 26, they come to John and said to him, Rabbi, the man who was with you on the other side of the Jordan, the one you testified about, well, he's baptizing and everyone's going to him.
所以这个26节是这样讲的。 就来见约翰说：“拉比，从前同你在约旦河外你所见证的那位，现在施洗，众人都往他那里去了。”
You see, John the Baptist, he was going to point out the Lamb to the world.
所以那个施洗约翰呢，他是准备向世界指出那个羔羊的。
And God gave him a sign, so that he would, John the Baptist would know exactly the one that God had chosen.
所以呢，神会给那个施洗约翰一个迹象，让施洗约翰知道那确确实实是神选的羔羊。
And John was given a specific sign, and that sign was when you baptize someone.And you see the Holy Spirit coming down from heaven in visible form like a dove and resting upon that one, that's the one, the Messiah.
施洗约翰给出了一个明显的迹象，就是说当施洗约翰，你施洗的那个人，你施洗的时候，那个圣灵会从天上降下来，就像鸽子一样。落在他的肩上，那个就是神的羔羊。
And day after day, John the Baptist baptized the multitudes, crowds that came to him.
所以是一天又一天，约翰，施洗约翰一直在，给那些很多很多的人施洗。
One day John saw Jesus.
有一天，施洗约翰看到了主耶稣。
He knew beforehand who he was.
他在先前他就知道主耶稣是谁。
And he said to Jesus,I'm not worthy. You should be baptizing me.
他跟主耶稣说，我不配给你施洗，你应该给我施洗。
But he said, No, John, you baptize me because we want to fulfill all the righteousness of God.
所以他说，不，施洗约翰，你来给我施洗，我们要成全所有神的公义。
And there on that banks of the Jordan River, there played out a.Picture for us.
在约翰，在那个约旦河旁边的那个岸上，实际上所有的那个给了我们一个完整的图画。
It's a picture of the whole life and ministry of the Son of God Himself.
那里呢，给我们描绘出一个图画，就是神的儿子，他将要在人间的所有的服事。
He came sent by God, and he would be baptized by God's man.
所以他是由神派来的，然后他要被神派来的那个人施洗。
And as Jesus went down into the water, that was a picture of death, was it not?
当主耶稣进到水里的时候，实际上那象征着是死，是不是？
It's a picture of where he was going to Calvary, to the cross.
所以这就是一个预示，当主耶稣要去那个哥哥他山，就是上十字架的那个地方。
And as he rose out of the water, it's a picture of his resurrection.
当他从水里出来的时候呢，实际上就是一个那个他复活的那个图画。
And after the resurrection, what happened? The Holy Spirit came down from God out of heaven.
所以当他复活了以后呢，发生了什么呢？神的圣灵从天堂降下来，降在他身上。
And there was the church was born.
然后教会诞生了。
Baptized into Jesus Christ, the body of Christ.
所以呢，就是大家受洗归入主耶稣，就是归主耶稣的身体。
And just as the Holy Spirit came down and rested upon the head of the Lord Jesus,
就正如那个鸽子，圣灵的鸽子从上降下来，正好落在主耶稣头上一样。
So we who have come by faith and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ, we also were baptized into Him.
所以我们都来到。主耶稣面前，我们通过信心归入主耶稣的时候，我们都是受洗归入了主。
Now the disciples didn't know that this day.
所以在那个时候呢，施洗约翰的门徒他们不知道这件事。
So he says there in verse 27, he replies to the disciples of John and the other Jews.
所以在第27节，约翰施洗约翰就跟回答他们那些他的门徒或者是其他的犹太人。
To this, John replied, A man can receive only what is given him from heaven.
约翰说，若不是从天上赐的，人就不能得什么。
There are some things that are spiritually discerned.
所以有些东西它实际上是属灵的方面的一些。
They have to be given to us by the Holy Spirit, or we won't understand them.
所以呢那些属灵的东西必须由圣灵来给我们，否则我们是不理解的。
And that little picture we've looked at of Christ on the banks of the Jordan River being baptized of John is a picture of the whole work of the Lamb.
实际上在那个约翰，不是在那个约旦河里。 主耶稣受洗的那一段，实际上是整个羔羊在世界上所做的功的一个整个的显示。
John is saying, don't confuse me with that. I'm only the one that comes ahead of him.
所以约翰说，不要让我感到糊涂，因为我是那个唯一在他前面来的。
Verse 28, you yourselves testified that I said I'm not the Christ. But I'm sent ahead of him.
所以呢，第二十八节是说的，我曾说我不是基督，是奉差遣在他前面的。
The bride, here it is, verse 29. The bride belongs to the bridegroom.
所以第二十九节就讲了，娶新妇的就是新郎。
And John describes himself as a friend of the bridegroom.
所以呢，使徒约翰把他自己描述成一个新郎的朋友。
Like we call that. We call them the best man today. In our, when a couple get married, there's a best man.
我们把这些人叫做伴郎，因为今天有如果有人结婚的话，旁边站着有些伴郎。Do you have
that in Chinese?
Yeah.
The best man, you know what I mean?
Yeah. 所以大家都知道啊，有伴郎和伴娘那样的。
They're all good men in China.
所以他们都是一些好人。
So it's just he's the friend or the best man of the bridegroom, waits and listens for him.
所以他说，新郎的朋友就正在听见新郎的声音，甚是喜乐。
And is full of joy when he hears the bridegroom's voice.
当我听到他的声音的时候呢，我就喜乐满足了。
He says that joy is mine, and it is now complete.
所以说呢，这个故此我的喜乐完完全全就满足了。
He who has the bride is the bridegroom.
谁有新娘，他就是新郎。
So John earlier talked about the Lamb of God, which takes away the sin of the world.
于是约翰在前一段谈到了，这神的羔羊除去世人的罪孽的。
That speaks of his character and his work.
这是讲到他的特质和他的工作。Again,
as his character, he had a harmless, he was holy. That's his character of a lamb. But his work was a work of sacrifice.
所以他的特质呢，他是完全无害的，他是完全圣洁的，这是他的特质。但是他的工作呢，是作为祭物献上。But
now he changes the metaphor here, and he talks about him being a bridegroom.
所以呢，现在把这个他这个完全改变了，改变成为一个什么？成为一个新郎。And
we come then to Revelation chapter 19.
我们来到启示录的第十九章。
Verse 6.
第六节，启示录第十九章第六节。
Then I heard what sounded like a great multitude, like the roar of rushing waters, and like loud peals of thunder, shouting, Hallelujah! For our Lord God Almighty reigns. Let us rejoice and be glad and give Him glory, for the wedding of the Lamb has come, and his bride has made herself ready.
所以第六节、第七节，我听见好像群众的声音、众水的声音、大雷的声音说：“哈利路亚！因为我们的神全能者作王了，我们要欢喜快乐，将荣耀归给他，因为羔羊婚宴的时候到了，新妇也自己预备好了。”
So now, the timing of this is after all the seals have been opened.
所以现在就是开始了，那个当那个计时了，当那个所有的封印被打开以后。
But we're still the scene is in heaven, it's not on earth.
所以这个实际上这些都是发生在天堂，不是在地上的。
He has not yet come in power and glory to take his kingdom.
所以实际上他还现在没有来，带着他的荣耀和他的大能来把他的国拿去。
That takes place right after the marriage supper of the Lamb.
这是完完全全在那个新羔羊的婚宴以后发生的。
But all of heaven is gathered there for the most joyous occasion of eternity.
所以是天堂的所有的都聚集在一起，在那个场面就是充满喜乐的一个场面。
The son is going to get a bride.
那个儿子会得到一个新娘。
Think of the joy of the father.
想想那个父有多么的高兴。
In the scripture we read of the Lord Jesus in John, it talks about the Father. The Father giving a believer to the Son.
我们在约翰福音里读到了，就是当时一个描述，就是说那个父把那些信徒给了圣子。
We come to the Father through the Son.
我们来到父那里是通过儿子去的。
And when we come to the Father through the Son, the Father gives us to the Son as his bride, part of his bride.
所以我们当我们通过圣子来到圣父面前的时候，圣父就把我们给了那个圣子作为新娘。
Now, I do apologize because I know that's in the Gospel of John, in passages we have read, but I can't put my finger on them just at the moment.
所以呢，他要为这个跟大家道歉，因为他没有找到他的手，就没有放到那个约翰福音的那一章，他谈到的那一章上面去。
But here's a challenge. And the challenge is if you can prove me wrong, you get an extra cup of tea. At break.
所以说这里就是一个挑战，如果你能挑战他，你能把那一节找出来，在我们茶歇的时候你能多喝一杯茶。
And we're going to talk a little about brides, bridegrooms.
我们要稍微谈一下那个新郎和新娘的。
It's an interesting subject.
这是一个非常有趣的一个话题。
But if we have the Lamb who now is going to have a bride, he's the bridegroom.
所以我们如果有一个圣子，他要有一个新娘的话，他就成了新郎。
What is the father's relationship to the bride?
所以圣父和那些新娘的关系是什么呢？
He chooses the bride for the son.
是圣父挑选的。新娘给新郎。
That's the way things are done properly.
这就是一个正常的做事的方式，是不是？
How do two young people with no experience in the world be able to choose a life's partner?
所以这个世界上如果没有任何人生经验的两个年轻人，他们怎么能够去选择一个他们人生的伴侣呢？
Sometimes it works out.Well, most of the time, there's problems, isn't there?
所以通常有的时候可以会很顺利，但是有时候大部分时候，这样的两个人之间会有很多问题。
But a wise father will know something of the family and the background of this bride that he might choose for his son.
所以一个聪明的父亲呢，他可以知道那个新娘的家庭背景和家庭，所以他可以选择一个合适的新娘和他做他儿子的新娘。
And a wise, loving father will know the son and know exactly what will satisfy that son.
所以一个聪明的有爱的父亲，他完完全全了解他的儿子，他知道什么样的东西可以让他儿子得到满足。
And he will choose a bride that will completely satisfy all the desires of his son.
所以他会选择一个新娘，完完全全满足他的儿子所有期望的东西。
And will bring glory to his whole household.
这样呢，就可以给整个家庭带来荣耀。
So, not many earthly fathers have this kind of wisdom.
也并不是说在这个世界上，所有的父亲都有这样的智慧。
But God the Father has that wisdom.
但是我们的天父，他有这样的智慧。
Now, what we're going to do is we're going to take a break, and I'm going to try to find those scriptures in John so you don't think I'm lying.
他说我们呢现在当查歇一下，然后在查歇的时候，他会在约翰福音里那些把那几节经文找出来，然后证明他没有撒谎。
We'd like to just give thanks, and we can take a break. You go ahead.
我们来做个祷告哈。亲爱的天父，感谢您赐给我们这么美好的一个上午，聚在一起奉读耶稣基督的名学习您的话。亲爱的天父，感谢您，感谢艾瑞克给我们讲解这一个羔羊的婚宴和我们所期待的。我们知道我们有一天信主耶稣的人一定会在天上为主和主耶稣会合，然后成为他的新娘，然后和天父主所有的圣灵永远在天堂里享受永恒的喜乐。现在天父，我们感谢您赐给我们的食物，也感谢那些所有准备食物的人。我们将我们自己全然交托在您的手里。我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。你这哪个是关的呀？哪个开关？
So now I think we should continue our study. Brother Jeet is going to share some things, and after we have a word of prayer.
所以我们来大家，我们继续来学习啊。那个基特弟兄要跟大家分享一些东西，在我们祷告以后。
Father, we come to you again, and we thank you for your great plan of salvation.
主啊，我们来到您面前，我们再次来到面前，我们感谢您的这个伟大的救恩计划。
Who could ever imagine such a plan as this?
谁能想象这么一个计划是这么的伟大呢？
That the God of the universe would become a man.
整个宇宙的神变成了一个人。
And walk among us.
在我们中间行走。
And then,Wonder of wonders that we should be united to him as close as a bride and her husband.
因为我们最终我们会大家跟他联合在一起，成为新郎和新娘像那么亲密的关系。
As for you, Lord, we can only say your words, your ways are more wonderful than we can understand.
我们只能跟主耶稣这么说，您的路比我们想象的更加的美好和美妙。
Now, Father, we pray your Holy Spirit might continue to give us visions of that of your great plan, your great love through your Son, the Lord Jesus.
父啊，我们的祷告是您的圣灵能够继续帮助我们理解您那个最伟大的计划，通过您的圣子主耶稣。
Now, Lord, we ask a blessing upon the word our brother will bring us in Jesus' name.
我们请你赐福我们的弟兄记者，当他分享您的话的时候。
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Maybe I can just say a few words before Eric starts again. We were talking about the bride of Christ, and John the Baptist. And you know something, John the Baptist, he was the forerunner of Christ. He was pronouncing to the nation of Israel that the Messiah was coming and that he's here. And he said, he's one amongst you, he said, that you know not, and he's the Lamb of God.
所以我们那个呢要讨论一下，我们是那个主耶稣的新娘啊。那个施洗约翰呢，他是被神指定来告诉以色列人神的羔羊要来到的那个人。
It's amazing that John, the Lord Jesus said that there's none born greater than John the Baptist, okay, in this world. That John the Baptist is the greatest among all the prophets that came from before.
这个非常有趣的是主耶稣说在世上生的没有一个大过施洗约翰的，施洗约翰比那以前出生的那些先知和所有的人都大。
So God had given John a special privilege of announcing his son that he's here in this world as Messiah.
所以神给了施洗约翰一个特权，就是让他来告诉整个世界神的儿子要来。
So he's given that position, as our brother was saying, as the best man in the marriage, because he was the one who announced John. John was the one who announced the Messiah.
所以呢，实际上就像刚才那个 Eric 讲的，那个施洗约翰就像是那个新郎的伴郎那样，是一个他最好的朋友。
And you know something? No other prophets in the past had.Knowledge, or they didn't have the understanding that the Messiah would have a bride.
所以实际上在以前的所有的先知中，他们没有人知道将来的那个弥赛亚他会有一个新娘。
But God had revealed that to John the Baptist.
所以神向施洗约翰启示了这样一件事。
Now John the Baptist is called a friend of Jesus. He's aBut you know, all the Old Testament believers, all the ones that were saved, and when we're talking about this marriage, all those friends of the Lord Jesus will be there at the wedding.
实际上，那个施洗约翰被称为是主耶稣的朋友，所有的在旧约时代信主耶稣的人，将来都会出现在那个婚礼的现场。
But all those people that are called.The Church of Christ, the Bride of Christ, all those that got saved after Jesus left this earth and went back to heaven, and He sent the Holy Spirit here to the earth.
所以，只要所有那些呢，当主耶稣离开地球回到天堂，他把圣灵派下来的时候，所有那些相信主耶稣、接受主耶稣的人，就是现在的教会，将来就是主耶稣的新娘。
So, you know, I don't want to take too much time in the fact that, but you remember the marriage of Jacob, how he had to work so long for his wife. First, his father-in-law cheated him, and he gave him the eldest daughter, and then he had to work an extra 7 more years for his wife that he really loved.
所以呢，他不想花太多时间来讲这个，但是你们大家都记得，在旧约里那个雅各。当他需要迎娶他的妻子的时候，他必须辛苦的工作。然后他首先呢，他的那个岳父给他的是他大女儿，然后他必须再工作另外的七年，才能迎娶他爱的那个他的妻子。
To Jacob, it seemed like but a short time, that 7 years, because he loved her so much. I had this in the back of his head that he's going to have Rachel for his wife. He loved her.
实际上在雅各的那个心里呢，当时他觉得那个七年并不长， 因为那个时候他和他爱的妻子在一起，他在兼爱情引起的引起了这个妻子在一起，他觉得很高兴，所以这个七年对他来说会过得很快。
Jacob worked with his hands for his wife, but the Lord Jesus, he gave his life for his bride, for his wife.
雅各呢是用他的双手来辛苦的工作来迎娶他的新娘，那么我们的主耶稣呢是把他的生命舍去了，这样来迎娶他的新娘。
He is waiting in heaven for that special day that's coming when the bride, his bride that he died for, the church of Christ and him, and there'll be a wonderful feast that we talk about here, the marriage supper of the Lamb that will take place.
所以他主耶稣现在在天堂里等待，等待那个他用他的生命去救赎的那个新娘将来去到天堂与他会合，就是我们所讲的那个羔羊的婚宴，他等待着，我们也等待着这一刻。
We're told in Thessalonians that there will be a rapture of the church. Jesus is coming back for his own, and we will be caught up with him in the air, and forever we'll be with him.
所以在提斯罗尼迦里，我们是读到，那个教会将来会被提，主耶稣会再来，他在空中把我们接到空中与他相会。
When we are taken out of this world and gone to be with him in heaven, this world will experience a tribulation that it's never experienced in the history of all of the earth.
所以当我们被所有的信徒被提到空中跟主耶稣一起去到天堂以后，剩下的在地上的人要经历一个大灾难，这个大灾难是史上从来没有过的。
We will be in the safety of the arms of our Lord Jesus who loves us.
我们会在主耶稣爱我的爱我们的主耶稣的怀抱里。
And after the tribulation period, we will come with him. And the Lord Jesus will set up his kingdom here.
当大灾难过去以后，我们会和主耶稣一起来，一起来，主耶稣会设立他的王国在地球上，我们和他一起统治。
You know, the Lord Jesus said, "It's expedient that I go back to heaven." He was telling his disciples, "You know, of all the miracles that the Lord Jesus performed while he was in his ministry for 3 years, giving sight to the blind people, the lame were walking, the dead were raised." But out of all that ministry there were very few people that got saved.
实际上在主耶稣他离开去天堂之前，他在地球上行了很多神迹，就像那瞎眼的看见了，然后那些瘸子开始走路，然后那些死人从死里复活，实际上尽管那么多神迹，那时候很少有人信了主耶稣。
Even the disciples that he had that ate with him and slept with him and learned from himand went wherever he went. Even it says that some of them even doubted.
就算当时跟着主耶稣一起的那十二个门徒，他们和主耶稣一起睡，一起吃，一起走，一起学习，但是呢，他们那里也有人怀疑主耶稣。
And he said to his disciples, he gave them power to go and give sight to the blind and to raise the dead.And to give cleansing to the lepers, and they were so amazed that they had such power.
所以那里的主耶稣讲到，他给他那些门徒呢，也是可以让瞎眼的看见，用瘸子走路，用大麻风痊愈。所以他给了他的门徒那么伟大神奇的力量。
And Jesus says, "You'll see more greater things than these things of the eyes being opened." And the lepers being cleansed, and all the miracles that took. He said, "You'll see greater things than these."
所以他说的，跟他的门徒说，你们会看见比这些神迹更伟大的事情，更大的神迹。这个是这他所行的神迹就是什么呢？让瞎子开眼，让那些大麻风得痊愈。
And the greater works that he was talking about when Jesus left and he sent the Holy Spirit here to the earth.It says the church was born at that time at Pentecost. Hundreds of people got saved.
所以那个 那个时候呢，他说他离开那个伟大这更大的神，就是他离开以后，他会把圣灵派下来，在五旬节那天，圣灵会下来，那个教会会诞生，然后成百的人会得救。
That's the greatest miracle that could ever happen. Is this heart here that's black and wicked and evil, that it could be changed to a heart of flesh, receive the Lord Jesus as their Savior, have their sins forgiven, and be on their way to heaven to be with God.
这就是有史以来发生的最伟大的奇迹。那个圣灵能改变我们这个黑暗和邪恶的心，然后让这些心接受主耶稣为主，然后都能得救。
The Spirit of God is working in the hearts of men and women and children, now convicting them of their sins and pointing to them to the Lord Jesus that He can save you.
所以实际上那个圣灵在大人小孩和妇女心里工作，在所有人心里工作，让他们知道他们的心能够被改变，接受主耶稣为他们的救主。
The good news of the gospel is being preached all over the world.
所以那个福音的那些好消息传遍了整个世界。
Every day, people are getting saved and being added to the kingdom of our Lord Jesus.
每天都有人得救，然后被加到我们主耶稣的王国的名单里面。
You know, there's a general calling by the Holy Spirit, a general calling to all of mankind.Because God doesn't wish that any should perish.
所以你知道吗？这就有一个广义的呼召，就是神的圣灵呼召所有的整个人类，因为神不希望一个人那个消亡。
There's also a fervent calling, a calling where the Holy Spirit is pleading with somebody at that time to come to the Savior while there's still time, because tomorrow they might not be here.That might be the last chance the Spirit gives to a person before they die.
实际上也有一种那种特别的单独的那个呼召，他就告诉那个人说，明天也许就不会那个来到，你这是你最后的机会，你得救的最后的机会。
I hope you pay attention to the calling of the Holy Spirit, that you will receive that one.That he's pointing to the Lord Jesus. Only he can save us. Only he can give us eternal life. Only he can give us a home in heaven. Only he can take us to the Father. There is no other way. I am the way, the truth, and the life.
所以我希望大家引起注意的是，你一定要注意那个圣灵单独的给你指出来的那一位，只有他可以成为你的救主。只有他可以把你带到天堂，只有他是唯一的路，因为主耶稣说我是道路是真理。
He has given us the stewardship of the truth of God which is here in the Bible, and it's our responsibility and our duty not to try to change this word, but to tell others about this word, how to teach it faithfully to all people.
他给我们的关系呢，就是做神的好管家，就是在圣经里讲的，我们要把这神的这个好消息传给世界，传给其他的人，让更多的人得救。
So we hope you get saved. That's more important than baptism. That's more important than your career. It's more important than your children. It's more important than your spouse, your husband, or your wife. That's the most important decision you'll ever make in your life.
所以我们希望你能够真正得救，这个比那个受洗，比你的孩子，比你的丈夫，比你的工作更重要，因为你要得救。
It's a decision that you will make that will determine the destiny of your soul and your spirit for eternity.
所以你今天做出的决定，决定了你将来你的灵魂。要去的最终的目的地就是永恒里面。
Either life or death.
就是生或者死。
这个Ephesians chapter 5。
以弗所书的第五章。
Ephesians chapter 5 and verse
32. Verse 32.
We better read verse 31 though, because there two are connected.
So we better read verse 31, because this is one of the two things that are connected.
For this reason, a man will leave his father and mother and be united to his wife, and the two will become one flesh.
为这个缘故, 人要离开父母,与妻子联合, 二人成为一体。
This is a profound mystery, but I am talking about Christ and the church.
这是极大的奥秘, 但我是指着基督和教会说的。
What is this profound mystery then?
这个极大的奥秘是什么呢?
Some translations call it a great mystery, profound, great. I don't know if there's any way that you can, any adjective you can express it higher in.
所以有些译本呢, 讲的是极大伟大的, great, 有的讲的呢, 是 profound, 这两个呢, 因为一个是, 极其伟大的, 一个是极其深刻的, 但是他说他想不出 有什么 更好的词来描述这个秘密的大。
When we think of God as the creator, we see his creation is it's a wonder. Everywhere we look, there are profound mysteries in the universe.
当我们想到我们的造物主的时候, 你看看他所造的一切, 其实在每一个世界上的每一个地方, 你都能发现 有极大极深的奥秘在里面。
But this is the greatest mystery of the universe.
但是这个奥秘呢, 是整个宇宙里最大的一个奥秘。
Christ and the church.
基督和教会。
He uses the example there of a husband and a wife.
这里用了一个例子,就是丈夫和妻子。
Now people get married every day.
所以每天都有人结婚。
You know, and a young man thinks of the bride that he'll have someday, and the young woman thinks of her husband, and it's a mystery the way, almost like magnets are brought together, are they not?
所以呢,实际上现在呢,每天都有一个年轻的男孩,他想着他将来要迎娶的新娘,一个年轻的女孩,他想着将来他的丈夫是什么样子,这个就像两个磁铁一样,这样互相吸引,是不是这样的?
But the way that God actually brought the first marriage about, because this verse 31 is a quotation from Genesis. But how God brought it about, it's a great mystery right at the very beginning.
所以这个是怎么样神把第一个婚姻把他们撮合在一起, 这实际上是记录在创世纪里的, 这31节这节经文是从那个创世纪里引用的, 所以说这个当初是怎么发生的, 神是怎么做的呢?
A few weeks ago, we did look at that mystery in the garden, when God made a helper for Adam.
几个星期以前,我们其实上真的是读到过,在创世纪里,神是怎样创造了一个女人去帮助那个男人?
But let's renew refresh our memories by looking at the actual scripture.
所以呢,我们大家来,让大家 想一下那个用真正的经文来让大家重新记一下那个当时的场面。
We read in verse 18 of chapter 2.
我们翻到创世纪的第二章, 大家看18节。 创世纪第二章第十八节哈。
God had created in six days. God had created the heavens and the earth.
用了六天时间，神创造了天地。
And on the sixth day, He created man.
在第七天第六天神创造了人。
He created them male and female.
他创造了男人和女人。
But on that same sixth day, God says this in verse 18.
所以在那六天里，神是这么说的。大家看十八节。
It's not good for the man to be alone.
那人独居不好。
I will make a helper suitable for him.
我要为他造一个配偶，帮助他。
That's the first not good of the Bible.
这是圣经里的第一个不好。
And so he makes a woman.
所以他创造了女人。
And after that, on the sixth day, it says he saw everything, it was good.
然后这个做完了以后，在六天以后，神看一切都是好的。
Verse 31 of chapter 1.
创世第一章的第三十一节。
After he had created the woman on the sixth day, because it says he created man in the image in verse 27, male and female he created them that day, so that he made the woman. We're going to look at the circumstances, but he made her on the sixth day.
实际上呢，我们要看看当时那个环境。在第二十七节说他创造男人女人，然后三十节说他创造完了以后，他神看一切都是好的。
So on the sixth day, man was first of all created from the dust of the ground.
在第六天，人是首先从那个尘土造的。
God formed him every muscle, every sinew, every bone was formed perfectly there. He was a perfect man lying there, the body of a man, complete.
神从那个尘土里把亚当形成了他的肌肉、他的骨骼、他的血管、他所有的一切，然后神把他创造成了一个完美的有身体的人。
Then he breathed into his nostrils the breath of lives.
然后从他的鼻子里吹进了生命的气息。
And man became a living soul.
然后人就变成了一个活的灵魂。
It doesn't say that he breathed his life into the animals.
这里并没有讲说神把他的生命吹到动物里面去。
Because the life that God breathed into his nostrils was his life into Adam's.
所以神把他那个吹进亚当身体的那个生命，实际上是神自己的生命。
Now we read there that it was not good. Said the first not good of the Bible.
所以我们在这里读到了说不好，这是在圣经里第一个讲到的不好。
And as I say, we'll look at the circumstances of that creation. But I want you to look at verse 31.
我们然后呢，随后要看看当时的那个环境啊，在他创造的时候，我们先看看三十一节。
It says, God saw all that He had made, and it was very good.
所以这里讲的，神看一切所造的都甚好。
When God, the heavens and the earth on each day, except for one day where he had not completed the work, he said it was good. He saw everything that it was good.
因为当神在这六天里创造一切的时候呢，他有一下他没有说完，他就但是后来他说一切都是好的。
For example, verse 4 of chapter 1.
大家看看一个例子，就是第一章的第四节。
God saw that the light was good.
神看光是好的。
And all the way through, he saw and it was good. It was good. It was good.
一直往下走了，他就是说神看是好的，神看是好的。
Until Eve was made by the Lord, that was the crowning glory of creation.
一直直到那个夏娃被创造的时候，那个就是神给所有的被造物上面的一个皇冠。
Now I want you to go with me to First Corinthians chapter 11.
我们大家可以翻到格林多前书的第十一章，林前十一章。
The glory of her. She is the glory. Yeah, there it is, verse 7.
第七节。格林多前书十一章第七节。
Here's some instructions concerning headship here.
这里呢，就是一个对谁是头的那个指导。
Headship has to do with appointed and delegated authority.
所以那个头的这个关系呢，实际上就是表明你的权威在哪里。
It has nothing to do with worth.
Worth.
A person, worthiness. Okay.
所以这实际上对跟那个你本身的价值没有关系。
Because there in verse 7, what do we read? A man ought not to cover his head, since he is the image and the glory of God, butOr represents the glory, he's representative of the image and glory of God. But, notice this line. We don't often understand what it means. But the woman is the glory of the man.
所以这里第七节讲到呢，说男人本不该嘛，因为他是神的形象和荣耀。但是这里有一点呢，我们从来很多没有引起注意。这里也是很难理解的，为什么说呢？这里说，但是女人是男人的荣耀。
That which is glorifies is that which demonstrates the highest characteristics of whatever it is that is the glory.
其实那个实际上表现出来的呢是非常高的一种荣耀，不管是这个讲的是什么，但是就是说对你高的人才能得荣耀。
We think of the glory, say, of a lion is his mane. It's that which represents his majesty.
所以呢，那个实际上对一个狮子的荣耀呢，它就是统治，表明它的那个最高的权力。
We see the glory of a horse is its strength and speed.
所以呢，对一个马的荣耀呢，就是它有强壮的有力持续能力和跑得快。
You know, the glory of a plant would be its flowers or its fruit.
所以实际上一个星球上的荣耀是什么呢？就是它上面生长的花和水果。
So the glory of mankind is the woman.
所以整个人类的荣耀是一个女人。
Don't get puffed up either, ladies.
所以不要把这个太夸大了。
That's why women...When the whole assembly comes together and Christ is in our midst, women cover their heads. Because they're covering not only their physical glory, but man's glory as well.
所以这就是为什么整个教会大家会众聚在一起的时候，女人要蒙头，因为她不仅是蒙住了她自己的荣耀，也是蒙住了男人的荣耀，这样荣耀可以给神。
One of the things that we see in the world is the suppression of women, the women being put down in a lot of societies.
所以这件我们在当今世界上普遍的一件事呢， 就是女人被压低了，在很多的社区他们把女人放在一个很低的位置。
That isn't just an attitude to belittle women, it belittles God who made.
所以这个实际上并不是说只是把女人看小，而是把那个创造女人的神小看了。
See, the Lord Jesus, being God, said, I am the life.
所以主耶稣呢，他是神，他说我就是生命。
Now, Adam named Eve, his wife Eve, because she was the mother of all living.
亚当呢给他的妻子命名为夏娃，夏娃实际上是所有人的母亲。
Not only would the woman provide life of mankind and through procreation,
所以不仅仅是因为那个女人通过生育来给人生命，
but through the woman, God himself would come into the world.
所以呢，是通过女人，神自己才能来到这个世界上。
So, to be a woman is an exalted position.
所以呢，作为一个女人是有一个很高的地位的。
Man is given headship, but that's only delegated authority for the time being.
所以呢，人男人作为头，这实际上只是说。给他们权威来统治。
Under his head's authority.
在男人的头的下面来权威。
And if authority is exercised as the Lord Jesus exercised his authority, it's an easy authority to humble yourself under.
实际上我们要行使这个权威的时候呢，就像主耶稣行使他的权威那一样，我们要谦卑自己。
Men and women for 2,000 years have willingly submitted to the authority of the Lord Jesus.
所以呢，人，男人和女人，几千年来一直愿意把他遵从主耶稣的权利。
And you know we're acting just like a bride, aren't we, when we do that?
所以如果我们像那样去顺服主耶稣的时候，我们的行为就像一个新娘一样，是不是这样的？
So the concept of bride is the idea is union, a closest possible union.
所以那个新娘的那个概念呢，实际上就是说怎么说呢，是一个非常独一的那种联合。
Paul in Ephesians, as we read it, he calls it a profound or great mystery.
所以使徒保罗他写的那呢，是一个非常深的、非常伟大的奥秘。
Why would, for one thing, here's part of the mystery. Why would God want us to be united to His Son?
这里是一个奥秘，这个奥秘的一部分，为什么神要让我们成为他的儿子的一部分呢？
It can't be exactly like Adam in the garden all alone. God said it's not good for him to be alone.
这个不一定就是说神在创世纪的时候讲的，看到亚当说他一个人不好，并不一定是这样的。
You can't say it's not good for God's son to have to be alone. He's got the Father.
你不能这么说，说神的圣子他一个人不好，因为神的圣子他有圣父跟他在一起。
They share a union in the Godhead that has no limits.
他们在那个神性里，他们联合起来。就分享世界，他们所创造世界的一切。
What more does God want?
神还需要什么呢？
If it's possible to penetrate this mystery just a little bit,
如果可能，我们来 能够看到一点点这个奥秘里面的一点点。
I can only say, and I can only imagine, that God wanted to expand and demonstrate His love for His Son, for those who believe in His Son, so that He can have a family relationship which is even larger than He has at the moment.
所以呢，我能想象出来仅仅是一点，神要扩大，而且就是说证明这个爱可以分享到其他所有的爱他儿子的身上，然后通过他的儿子有一个更大的爱的家庭。
So, if God is self-contained, He needs nothing.
如果神他自己他满足了，他不需要任何东西。
But He desires to enlarge His family, could you say?
所以可不可以这么说呢？他愿意扩大他的家庭。
We're not his playthings.
我们不是他的玩物。
It isn't as though God is creating sort of a model railway system that he can control.
这不是说我们不是像神造的一个那个模型的那个火车呀，他可以来控制那个火车玩。
Like little girls like to get some dolls so they can dress them up and play with them and use their own imagination as their own.
也不是像一个小女孩，她想弄一个洋娃娃，然后可以给她买不同的衣服，然后去可以跟她玩，然后想象出来她所能和这个洋娃娃做的一切的事儿。
He wants a real living bride.
所以神想要一个真的活着的新娘。
For his son.
为他的儿子准备一个。
And that's what the very last words of the Bible.
这就是在圣经里最后的要说的话。
The Spirit and the bride say, come.
所以圣灵和那个新娘说来
Come
来
The Lamb has given his life
那个神的羔羊已经给了舍了他的命
The Lamb is revealed as the bridegroom
那个羔羊呢就是新郎的一个体现
And the bride we'll readWe'll have to wait till next week now, but we're going to look at the marriage supper of the Lamb and the circumstances around that.
所以呢，我们可能要等到下个星期。我们现在要谈谈那个羔羊的婚宴的当时周围要发生的一些事儿。
But if you have still not answered the invitation of the Lamb of God to come unto me, he says, all you who labor and are heavy laden, I'll give you rest.
所以呢，如果你们现在还没有接受那个羔羊发出的邀请，他说：“你们所有劳苦重担的人来到我面前，我会给你们安息。”
The Spirit and the Bride say, "Come." That's the last words we have in the Bible.
所以呢，我们在圣经的最后，那个新娘的灵说：“来。”
Chapter 22 and verse 17.
二十启示录二十二章第十七节。
The last invitation.
这是最后的邀请。
The Spirit and the Bride, they say, "Come."
圣灵和心腹都说，来。
And let him who hears say, "Come."
听见的人也该说来。
And whoever is thirsty, let him come.
口渴的人也当来。
And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life.
愿意的都可以白白起生命的水喝。
We don't want to miss the invitation of the Savior, do we?
我们不想错过这个救主给我们发出的邀请，大家是不是？
But the bride is the one that's saying, come.
那个新妇同样说来。
She's already tasted of the joys of the bridegroom.
所以那个新妇呢，新娘实际上已经尝到了那个新郎给她带来的喜乐。
And so she says, come to.
所以那个新妇也说来。
That's our word to you today. Come to the Savior.
所以这就是我们今天要讲的，你们都来到你的救主面前。
I'll just say a couple of things before we.
就是我们结束之前，他还要讲几件事哈。
We were just talking about the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, that they're all together and in fellowship with one another. Why do they don't need anybody else?
我们一直在谈的是父、圣子、圣灵，他们其实在有一个很好的关系。他们在一起的时候，他们不需要其他的人进来。
But you know something in our human life.We have some friends on the island. They have 13 children, and we say they're very blessed.
所以我们呢，其实，在我们这里也有一些圣经讲，他有一个朋友在那个维多利亚岛上，他们有17个孩子。
And in a way, the father is blessing the son with more and more people that are being added to the son's kingdom.God is working under the Spirit of God, is working on the hearts of sinners to bring them to come to the Savior.
实际上呢，我们讲呢，他的有十几个孩子是蒙赐福的，但是我们呢，现在这里呢，我们是神的圣灵在每一个人，在所有的罪人心里做工，他们是要想所有的人得救，所有的人来到神的面前。
We were just.Talking about the mysteries. The mysteries that people take this book and they read it, and to them the whole book is a mystery because they just don't believe in Jesus.
因为我们在谈论这个奥秘的时候呢，实际上整本圣经都是一个奥秘。人们呢经常在读这本圣经，他们呢读完了，他们不相信主耶稣。
You know the mystery of the marriage between a man and a woman.People want to reject that format that God put down. They don't want a marriage. They just live together. They get divorced after they get married. But that's not the way God had designed it. He always meant them to be together.
你说现在好多人呢，他们就不相信这个神给婚姻设下的这个奥秘，因为神他们只想生活在一起，他们不想结婚。有些人结了婚呢，他们又离婚，他们不把这个当回事。
How is it that God put a love in Adam's heart for his wife? And how is it that she had a love for Adam? Who put that love into their hearts to love one another?
所以呢，神是怎样把那个爱放在亚当的心里，让他去爱他的妻子夏娃，又是怎样把爱放在夏娃心里，让他去爱亚当，这个爱是谁放进去的呢？
It was God that put that in there. It's not a mystery to us.
这是神把爱放在他们心里，这对我们来说并不是一个什么奥秘。
You know, sometimes in nature, like when my wife and I are driving, we see crows, you know? You know, crows, you see crows everywhere. But crows are birds, they're very smart birds. You always see them in two. There's a Mr. Crow and there's a Mrs. Crow.
所以呢，实际上他跟他太太经常开车在路上的时候，看见了很多乌鸦。你们知道那些乌鸦，他们通常是成双成对的，你很少看见一个单独的乌鸦或者一个那个。
So、this one time we were driving and I saw just one crow, and I said to my wife, I said, I wonder if that crow's a bachelor, because I don't see the other Mrs. Crow with
him. 所以呢，他有一天他和他妻子开车看见路边有一只乌鸦，他想。这个乌鸦可能是个单身汉，因为那些女乌鸦到哪去了？
She said, "No, Mrs. Crow is over there. She's working away, and Mr. Crow is just watching."
所以他说，他太太说没有，那个女乌鸦在那里工作，这个男乌鸦就只在这里看着他就行了。
So you know, we see all these beauty around us. The grass is green, the trees are green, the sky is blue, and the brightness of the sun. And you know, to people, it's a mystery. They're trying to figure out why is it like that. But you know, the Word of God tells us in Colossians chapter 1, it says, all things were made by Him, and they were made for Him. So if somebody asks you, why is the sky blue? Because He created it that way. He wants it. He likes it blue. Why is the sea blue? Because Jesus designed it that way. He wants it to be like that.
And 我们实际上我们平常看到了这些周围很美的东西，包括绿草地、蓝天、那个闪耀的太阳。 这一切呢，我们经常在想，这一切是从哪里来的呢？实际上，圣经呢在加拉太书里已经告诉我们，这是神创造的一切。神把天造成蓝色的，它就是蓝色的。
So it's not a mystery to us.
所以对我们来说，这根本就不是什么奥秘。
Okay. So anyways, that's we were designed for God. We were designed for His Son. That's what our design was. To love Him. And to be with Him, to enjoy life with Him, to enjoy everything with Him.
所以这是神把我们设计成这样的，神把我们设计成为专门为他儿子设计的，设计成为去相信他儿子、爱他儿子和他儿子一起享受那些喜乐，享受永恒。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Our loving Father, we thank Thee again for Thy magnificent design, Lord.
我们敬爱的天父，我们再次感谢您给我们。 这么美妙的神奇的设计。
Lord, we thank you that you put an order in all of life from the lowest level of life to the highest level of life.
主啊，我们要感谢您把所有的生命造得如此有秩序， 包括最低等的生命到最高等的生命都是井然有序的。
You are a God of order.
你是有序的那个神。
And Lord, that's why we see so many problems around about us. Man refuses to obey that order.
所以这就是我们看到我们周围所发生的一切的问题，所有的人都拒绝承认这么一个真理。Even
in the institute of family that you put together, Lord, the man and his wife, and Lord, one is challenging the other, and you've given one authority to do such and such a thing, and another to do another thing. But when there's a challenging going on, then there's problems in the house.
所以实际上，就算您给的那个，在家庭里的夫妻关系，他们经常会互相挑战，挑战他们的权威。当他们这是互相之间出现挑战的时候，问题就出现了。And
Lord, when the children refuse to obey authority, and they don't listen to their mom and dad, there's problems in a family.
主要就是当那些孩子他们拒绝接受父母的权威的时候，拒绝服从他们父母的时候，这个家里就出现了问题。Oh
Lord, we just pray that each one that's here that they would consider your authority, Lord, and consider this system that you made, that each one is responsible, whether it be the man who's responsible to God, and the woman who's responsible to her husband, and the children that are responsible to their mother and to their father.
主要我们要希望我们祷告室在座的每一个人都慎重地考虑一下您给我们设立的权威。我们就是说，女人要顺服她的权威，孩子要顺服父母的权威。我们一切都要顺服神的权威。Lord,
we thank you for all that you taught us this morning.
主要我们要感谢您今天早上您所教给我们的一切。And
Lord, as we learn more and more about you, we fall in love with you more and more each day.
主啊，当我们越来越读您的话的时候，我们越来越深深地爱着你每一天。Thou
art altogether wonderful, and Thou art altogether beautiful in all the ways that you designed everything.
您是那个一切美善的事，一切放在一起，非常完美式的一切。May
we live a life that's pleasing to Thee, Lord, that we were designed for You, to love You. And to have fellowship with you.
我们现在是尝到了我们和主耶稣之间的关系。我们知道，您设计我们为了主，也是为了您，为了爱您，为了敬爱您。Lord,
we pray for each one that's here this morning that they would have salvation that comes from only God and His blessed Son, the Lord Jesus.
主要我们为在座的每一个人祷告，他们的救恩只是。
The calling is to every heart, every soul that's here. Come and taste that God is good.
那个呼召是在座的每一位人的心里，你们来尝试神的美善。
Come and taste that the Savior.
来和那个救主在一起。
Loves them.
爱救主。
So we give thee thanks now and bless thee again for each and every one here. We thank thee for your teachings, Lord, in Jesus' precious name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名，求你赐福在座的每一个人，也赐福大家。我们奉主耶稣基督名祷告。
Amen. Amen.